News Talk 790 KFYO, 7:39 with Tom and Laura, joined by our Congressman Randy Nagabar. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
Great.
We're pretty good. We're 2 for 2 this weekend. You know, of course, you heard about Texas Tech. I mean, you were aware of Texas Tech thrashing SFA 61-13.
I did. I got to watch that game. It's actually televised here in Washington, D.C., and so it was great to watch the Red Raiders. I mean, they romped and stomped, didn't they?
They did indeed.
And even the second team, you know, got to play the entire second half, which that's pretty cool. Good call on Kingsbury's part. Now, you know, the second part of 2 for 2 would be Mack Brown having BYU put 550 rushing yards on his rear end, and so he gets a little humiliated and fires his D coordinator. So be all right there.
How would you like to make your living, you know, determining how 18 to 22 year old young men perform on a weekend football game? You know, that's the ultimate in accountability.
Yeah, it certainly is. Hey, we've got big issues with and concerns with our involvement and accountability in Syria. You guys are back in session today. What are you looking forward to today? What do you, as a United States congressman, what do you expect?
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, I've been doing my homework for about the last, you know, week or so here as this issue has materialized, the president asking for authority from Congress, you know, to exercise some kind of a military strike. And, you know, one of the things when you're going to have a military strike, you have to have a military objective. And if you're going to use the military, you have to determine what is in our national security interest for exercising that military option. And, you know, quite honestly, at this particular point in time, I'm not sure what that is. And I don't think the president's done a good job of articulating that. Now, today, Secretary Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and National Security Advisor Susan Rice will give a classified briefing, which I'll be attending this afternoon. You know, what I'm wanting to hear from them is, you know, what is the national security interest for us? What is the objective of the military of use? And what is the potential outcome? And, you know, I think one of the things that concerns me is it's not just about going, you know, the president says he wants to send Assad a message. Well, you know, as one of my constituents said last week, text him if you just want to send him a message.
Well, let me remind you of something. In the movie Top Gun, Tom Cruise did an adequate job of communicating with the MiG at about 1 meter. That would be
exactly.
Anyway, yeah. Let me share something with you. I put a post on our Facebook page. It's Collins and Mac, and I said, "What do you think about our involvement in Syria?" And there's a gentleman named Weldon that shared a comment on the post. He said, "My thoughts are we need to mind our own business and quit having our young men and women lost in conflicts in countries that would not help us regardless. These countries have their own agendas, and they want all they want is our money, and they're getting it while our ill, injured, and elderly here in the United States do without."
You know, I think that, Tommy, when I was in the district been in the district for 5 weeks, but particularly last week, overwhelmingly, the people that would come up to me, you know, don't want us to get involved in Syria. And I think a lot of them share the same feelings that listener expressed. I think that we did a little poll. And overwhelmingly, on our feedback on our Randy's Roundup was, you know, not to get involved in Syria. So, you know, my job is to get all of the facts and then, you know, make a determination. But with what I know today, I am not supportive of us getting involved in the Syrian conflict.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Congressman Randy Nagabar. Syria's on the front burner. 7:43. Good morning. Good morning, 7:47 with Tom Collins, along with Randy Nagabar. Laura Mack has another $64,000 question.
Well, I was looking at an NBC News poll, and nearly 80% of Americans believe that the president should receive congressional approval before using force in Syria. But the nation seems to be divided on a national level. 50% of Americans believe the U.S. should not intervene in the wake of suspected chemical weapons. But they are more supportive when it comes to how to intervene if they do. 50% favored military action when it's limited to launching cruise missiles from U.S. naval ships, while 44% oppose it. So there are some people that are saying, yeah, maybe we need to do this, but we need to do it in a certain way. If all this, you know, what kind of support do we have from the international community, and what kind of repercussions could that have on us?
Well, that's a very good question, Laura. And I think what we've heard from the international community is everybody condemns the use of chemical weapons over there. Where we're having a hard time getting our allies is to give us support for military action over there. As you know, the UK voted last week not to intervene. And what we, for example, the Arab League says, you know, we wish they weren't using chemical weapons over there, but they stopped short of endorsing using military action as a retribution on this. And so, you know, I think universally the people are against the use of chemical weapons over there, but we're having a hard, difficult time both domestically and internationally, you know, getting support for getting involved in that conflict.
Right.
Yeah, now this is one thing that's very interesting to me. Going into the summit meeting, Mr. Kerry had said that 34 countries were in support of the action. Post-meeting, he comes out and there are only 9 countries that actually said they supported action, one of those, the most notable, being France. And all 9 of those countries said they supported the action, but they did not want to personally be involved.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with our friends, is that everybody's kind of let Mikey do it. And so when it comes to doing the hard stuff, it's always, you know, been left up to the United States. And I think that's probably where the American people are feeling a little frustrated, is every time that there's something bad happens, people want the U.S. military, U.S. taxpayer resources, you know, to come to the rescue. And as I think that listener pointed out, you know, we got some issues going on in domestically in our country where that, you know, really need to be addressed. And this is a civil war in this country. And, you know, the question is, you know, what is our interest in this situation?
Right. Hey, we have a question for you. If you've got one, 770-5790, you can give us a call. Jay, you have a question for Congressman Nagebauer. You're on.
Yes, I do. Morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
My question is, and I have experience in that part of the world. I was with Marine Corps Special Forces for nearly a decade. I was with Force Recon. Why is it we're having such a hard time understanding the dynamics of that part of the world? I served under 3 Republican presidents and a Democratic president. And President Reagan and President Bush both seem to understand that even though you may not like that individual, you may not like what he does, sometimes you have to hold your nose and work with them because they're a stabilizer. You know, Mubarak was a stabilizer. Gaddafi was a stabilizer. Assad is a stabilizer. And I also know from things that we had gathered in the 90s that pulling a stunt such as acquiring chemical weapon, using it, and having it blamed on your opponent was in Al-Qaeda's playbook from the very beginning. Why are we not opening our eyes and seeing that?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your service to our country. I think you make a very good point. What, over the past, where the U.S. has gotten involved in some of these regime changes, you know, the result wasn't always positive. And, you know, so I think that the question is, what is our policy going to be moving forward? Is it the role of the U.S. to get involved in those conflicts and those regime changes? I mean, we were pushing for a change in Egypt. Egypt made changes. They elected someone. It turns out we didn't like the person that they changed. Same thing with Libya, you know, a very unstable area now in Libya. And, you know, with Assad, you know, he's a bad guy, but the problem is now what we've seen is some of the resistance, some bad folks have sided with the resistance over there. And so we really don't know what you end up with in Libya. And so then I think begs the question, then what is the purpose of us getting involved in that?
Well, it makes no sense, you know. Yeah, I understand that you don't like what went on. But if you go back as far as Shah of Iran, you know, when we began to get into regime change without knowing who, what, where, when, we make a mess of it. You know, we had the opportunity 30 months ago to have some folks that we knew.
Amen, brother.
But not anymore.
Hey, Jay, we're out of time right now. I'm going to let Congressman respond, but thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Randy.
I think Jay makes good points. And, you know, we've not been good at trying to pick the successor of these regimes, and we keep trying to export, you know, our form of government, our form of democracy on a people that really don't share our same values. And I think it's kind of mixing oil and water.
Yeah. Yeah. Congressman, we're going to take a break. Be right back. 7:53. Good morning. Morning to you. KFYO 757. Collins Mack and Randy Nagabara, United States Congressman. Sir, what else you got on your plate this week?
Whole bunch of stuff. You know, we're going to be looking at the CRs the rest of this month, the farm bill. But one of the things I want to remind everybody, this is the 12th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, when I think about 9/11, obviously it's a tragic day. But what I think about is that's also a day where, you know, our first responders, you know, put their lives on the line. And as I travel around the 19th district, I always thank our police department, our fire department, our EMS people, those first responders. They play a big part in our daily lives. And so this is, as we look at the 12th anniversary of 9/11, and you see a first responder out there, thank them for their service to our community and to our country. You know, they put their lives on the line as well.
Right. Also, you got a special awareness that's on us right now.
It is. You know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and as a prostate cancer survivor, early detection is a very important part of that. So I would encourage all those guys out there, if you're not getting your PSAs, if you haven't gotten one recently, be sure and remember to do that, because the earlier, the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, thanks for your call. We're out of time this morning, but hopefully we can check in with you after your, what do we say, the classified briefing on the Syria incident. So good luck with that, and hope everything works out right for us, okay?
Okay, thank you, and you'll have a great week.
You too. Have a good one.